Hello, friends. It's Thursday, October 21st, and this is another edition of Unfathomable Grace. It's a short 5-minute or so devotional every week that we're putting out. And just another way to try to use technology to encourage friends at Horizon Church and anywhere else that this podcast may be found. What makes you mad? Well, there's certain things that just irk me. None of them are that important. Like, for example, I really love this new law in South Carolina that says it's now a criminal offense for you to drive slow in the left lane. My parents taught me, no, you drive in the right lane and leave the left lane so people can pass. And so even if you're going the speed limit, please get in the right lane. That's where you belong. And it irks me, it bothers me when people are driving slower than I want them to in the left lane. What else makes me mad? I'm kind of a stickler for that express lane in the grocery store. It says 10 items or less for a reason, because people are in a hurry. And so I don't think it's 10 different selections that can make up 20 items. It's supposed to be 10 items so that we can make progress. I guess you're learning something about me, that I am impatient. I like to drive fast. I like to shop fast. I don't know what's wrong with me, but those are things that make me mad. What make you mad? Hey, here's a question. What makes Jesus mad? I don't think that he's going to be angry at people that drive the speed limit. I really don't think that he's going to get all bent out of shape about people that have 11 items in their grocery cart. What makes Jesus mad? Well, there's only a couple things that you can find in the text of Scripture that show us. He gets mad when people worship wrongly and harm people in his house of worship. And he gets angry when people hinder the worship and the blessing of little children. Let's look at that second one. You can find it in both Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but I'm going to be reading to you from Mark 10, 13 through 16. And they were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant. He was indignant. And he said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. In this text, we have Jesus coming to a village, approaching, and parents approaching him, coming to him with their paideia, their little children. Luke calls them infants. This Greek word can mean someone from an infant to a toddler. And what did Jesus do? He approached the children. They approached him. He lifted them in his arms. He embraced them. He interceded for them, and he blessed them. What does that mean, that he blessed them? I love Spurgeon's words here. "Happy are the children who shared in that laying on of hands, for those hands were neither empty nor feeble." Calvin said, "Certainly the laying on of hands by Jesus was not a trifling or empty sign, and the prayers of Christ were not idly wasted in the air. In short, by embracing them, he testified that they were reckoned by Christ among his flock." Or maybe you're a John MacArthur fan, and he wrote, "We can surmise that he promised the provision of God on their behalf and the care of God over each one of them." And so here's Jesus being approaching, lifting, embracing, praying, interceding, blessing, touching. How sweet is that? Well, not to Jesus' disciples. They rebuked the parents. What would cause them to make such a rebuke? They thought Jesus might be too tired. I don't know. That he had too many other important things to do? Probably. But Jesus is indignant. And he rebukes his church, his churchmen. And then he teaches. these little children are what make up the kingdom of God. And then he excludes. And anyone who doesn't enter the kingdom like these little children, they're not in. They may be around. They may be cognizant of it. They make a big deal of this and that, but they're not in the kingdom. And then Jesus went back to work. So what makes Jesus angry? Three things. I think parents who do not help but hinder their own children, parents who will not pray, parents who will not disciple, parents who will not engage in discipline. I think a church that does not help but does not hinder, that devalues youth ministry and children's ministry and family ministry, a church that does not include children in their worship service and excludes them from the covenantal vows. But what else makes Jesus angry? How about this final thought? People who do not see themselves as precious children in the hands of the Father. You see, the Bible says that if you see Jesus, you see the Father. Jesus is the example of the Father, the image of the Father. And so those whom the Father excludes, the Son excludes, but those whom the Father includes, the Son includes. And here is Jesus looking at all little children and looking at us like little children. And what is Jesus' attitude towards us? It's the same attitude that the Father has towards us. We don't have a harsh Father. We have a tender Father who comes towards us and he draws us near him. And he lifts us and he embraces us and he prays for us. And he blesses us, and he defends us. Friends, you do not have a dispassionate God. You do not have an apathetic God. You do not have an abusive God. You don't have to wonder how he's thinking about you today. If you're his little child, he is tender towards you. He is faithful, and he wants to pick you up and hold you in his arms and bless you. When I can find an answer, no reason why. Tears outweigh the laughter, or would you hold me tonight? With the world on fire lately, your words that ease my mind. All I need is faith like a little child. Like a little child. So give me faith, give me faith, give me faith like a little child. Give me faith, give me faith, give me faith like a little child. Like a little child. Give me faith, give me faith like a little child. Give me faith, give me faith, give me faith like a little child.